Okay, so you're looking for some natural ways to increase your progesterone. You may know and you may have recently learned of how important progesterone is to being able to get pregnant and to be able to sustain that pregnancy naturally and healthfully. And so you're like, okay, that's awesome. Now, how do I do that? So I'm going to give you lots and lots of tips today on 5 ways specifically that you can naturally increase your progesterone and also flood you with some biblical encouragement. So let's dive in. Hey, sister. Welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with 2 children, I then suffered from 3 miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal, because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting.
Working with Becca is amazing. She is so sweet, kind, thoughtful, encouraging, and a great teacher. She shines the light of Jesus in every conversation she has and is so passionate about helping women understand their bodies, their hormones, and how to get pregnant naturally. I love how sweet and specific her prayers are for each person she is working with. I would 10 out of 10 recommend anyone trying to conceive or just trying to understand their ovulation cycle to chat with her. Go do it.
Thank you so much, Maria. You're awesome. It was a blessing, and it still is a blessing to work with you and support you and your husband. And I just want to encourage you, listener, like if you are in Maria's shoes and you're just like, man, you've experienced these miscarriages or you're dealing with your regular cycles and you also think maybe you have low progesterone and you're just not getting answers for how you can naturally support that from home. Maybe you're getting some suggestions for lab testing or different medications you can try, but you just have this like inkling and this desire to be able to do this naturally. Like, hey, is there anything I could change in my diet? Or is there anything I could do from home? Or aren't there things that I can do like to help support the root of why this is happening? And if that's the case, I just want to invite you to come work with me inside of the Fertility Framework. I've developed this course to put everything that I know to support your cycle and naturally and in the Lord's design as well. And so I've put everything in here. You guys are going to learn how to understand what's going on in your cycle and how to support it and restore it naturally. And if you do it with me VIP, I will hold your hand through the whole process. You get a couple of one-on-one coaching calls and a fully written support plan with my specific recommendations based off your hormone assessment there. So if that is interesting to you, I want you to go over to BeccaYon.com and check out the course and come on and jump on in. And if you're still not super sure if it's for you, I would never encourage anyone to jump into something that they weren't like 100% confident in. So you are more than welcome to set up a free 10-minute consult just to ask me your questions, just to see if it is a good fit for you, because I would definitely recommend it if it is. And if it's not, then I'll probably give you a different recommendation. So you guys are always welcome to set up a consult, or you can go over to BeccaYon.com. And if you're like, yes, this is what I need, then just go do it. Okay. Awesome. All right. So the next thing, let's talk about the hormone quiz. So that's always a good first step. If you have not taken the hormone quiz yet, you can go just scroll down in the show notes and click on take the hormone quiz and have a ball answering questions about Aunt Flo and who she is to you in your life, because she shows herself differently to everybody, right? So and a lot of times, just the what's happening with your period and how Aunt Flo is to you can be signs of what's going on hormonally and can give you some pointers for that. So I encourage you guys to take that hormone quiz, or you could set up a consult, or go to my website, BeccaYon.com, and you guys can get started and get working with me. Okay. So today we are talking about 5 hacks to naturally increase progesterone to support healthy conception. Isn't that awesome? So our verse of the day, I was quieting myself before the Lord. I was like, okay, Lord, what's the verse? Like, what's the passage for progesterone? And I'm kind of thinking like, okay, progesterone is the executing hormone. It's the focus hormone. It's progestate. It's the hormone that supports healthy pregnancy. So like, what do you got, Lord? And then it just comes to me so strongly of be still. And I'm like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. Be still. Yes, that is totally something we should do to support our progesterone. And Psalm 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And so while being still and seeking the Lord to reprieve us of anxiety and stress is extremely important to support our progesterone and to support our hormones, reduce that cortisol, what is even more important actually is the second part of that verse. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And when we read this chapter in Psalms, in Psalm 46, I've actually done a podcast episode on verses 1 through 3. It's very encouraging, but it's kind of talking more so not just about our specific particular problems, our individual struggles. It's not really talking about that. It's more so talking about the world being in turmoil and the earth being in war and in battle and kind of like these big, like the nations in uproar and all of this. Like, so it's kind of like a really big picture, global, worldwide perspective. And God is like, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So I do think that is a very important contextual piece of this verse, because you probably have heard the be still and know that I am God before. And I think that sometimes it is taken out of context there. So a little story about this. The first time I had recognized this, because I had taken this as like the be still and know that I'm God. And I don't think I ever even knew the second part of that verse until I was in a class in college. It was a biblical kind of like mission-minded class called Perspectives. You should look it up. It's pretty cool. It was very intense. But basically, they talked about how, you know, just the importance of making sure we don't take scripture out of context and that we look at the entire passage and the entire verse or chapter or book or whatever it is to make sure that we are really seeking out what does this word say before you directly apply a one-liner to your life. And I think that there is a time and place for a one-liner to apply to your life and to take courage and encouragement from that. But I think that we get an even fuller and greater view of the Lord and encouragement from the Lord when we look at the whole context of what is going on. And so that's kind of what was going on in the class and the encouragements from that. And that's the first time that I ever heard that. So I'm going to silence my computer here. Okay. So when we think about our progesterone and we think about our hormones, yes, it's important to be still and know that He is God and to pray and to, ask the Lord to release us from stress and to turn away from anxiety and to be filled with the Spirit. And those are so important. But like I said, the most important thing is that in this is to know that God is above all of this. He is above the nations. He will be exalted in the entire earth. And it's important for us to remember that we are just a player in this story, and we are a very important player. So when we're thinking through this desire to want to have a baby and to want to have a child, not only are we to just be still and know that He is God, but He is God over the heavens. He is God over the nations. He is God over the earth. He is God over the galaxies. He is God over everything we cannot even imagine. And He is God over your body, and He is God over your womb. He is God over your hormones, and He's God over all of it. and he is to be exalted. And our purpose in our lives is to make his name known, to make him exalted in the nations. And I know that one of your prayers and perspectives could be, well, yes, like I want a child so that I can raise them up to exalt the name of the Lord and to give this child back to the Lord. And even if that child becomes a missionary in Papua New Guinea, like that's all I want. And I admonish that, and I completely encourage that. And I also want to encourage you that until the Lord gives you that child, until he gives it to you, we don't want to be complacent. We don't want to be inactive. We don't want to think that our only purpose and worth as a woman and as a wife is to be a mom. That is not your only purpose. That prayerfully will be one of your great purposes, if that's the desire of your heart. But it's not your only purpose. Like the Lord is going to use you to your friends, to your family, to strangers in your church community, outside of your church community, maybe even missionally, whether you are a mother or you are not. And I don't want you to get frustrated and so zoned in on becoming a mother that you miss out on right now of how you could serve and further the Lord's kingdom. Because our days are numbered, our breaths are numbered. We don't know how much longer we have. And I don't want you to waste another minute, another day, another month, another year, another decade waiting for a child and not serving the Lord to the fullest that he would have for you right now. And so I know that's like a really hard message, but guys, I'm talking with so many of you, and I know that like this is where a lot of you are at. Like it's getting hard. It's getting difficult for you to stay encouraged. It's getting difficult for you to want to continue to make these natural changes and all of that. And I just want to encourage you, press on and keep your eyes up, keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, knowing that your purpose here is for his glory. Whether that means you have a baby or you do not, like your purpose here is for his glory. So I want to encourage you in that. And with that said, you know, we've talked so much here about how it is important to take care of the temple because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. And so it is really important to do that. So let's kind of segue into the five hacks to naturally increase progesterone as we keep our eyes fixed on the Father, to be responsible and diligent in upkeeping the temple that he's given us, and to not become complacent, to not think that that is our only purpose is to take care of our temple, because this is not your only purpose. Your purpose is to glorify his name and to make his name known and to teach others what he has commanded us in his word. Like that is our purpose. And especially given, you know, whatever spiritual gifts you have, and thinking through that. So remember, this is a responsibility to take care of your temple, but it's not necessarily your purpose and your only soul thing in life to take care of your temple. So, but let's talk about how can you take care of this temple? How can you support your progesterone to support your body to be able to receive a life? So first, before we go into the five hacks, I want to talk about why progesterone is necessary for a healthy pregnancy. So basically, after you ovulate, the follicle that was hosting the egg that has released an ovulation, this follicle is what turns into something really cool called the corpus luteum. And the corpus luteum is what produces the hormone called progesterone. And progesterone is really, really important. And it's even stated in the word progesterone. Think progestate, progestation. So progesterone is literally the hormone that is for gestation, whether you are pregnant or not in that cycle. When you ovulate and you produce progesterone, it is the Lord's design for your body to be ready to receive a baby every single time, every single cycle, whether you get pregnant or not. And that's just like so cool to me. So some other cool things that progesterone does. Let me get really deep with you. This is so cool. Now, if you go inside of my course and you take my course, like I teach the FEM classes, and with the FEM classes, you get the visuals for how this works. And it is literally so cool. And it's honestly so God glorifying. FEM is not a Christian fertility awareness method, but I mean, God is so magnified in how he designed our bodies. And it's literally amazing. But let me just try to explain this to you and see if you can visualize this in your head. Okay. So when egg releases and it goes into your fallopian tube, within a couple minutes, sperm will fertilize that egg and conception occurs and a baby is made. And it's super cool. Okay. And then it takes a few days for the new little baby to travel down through your fallopian tube. It takes another day or two after that to implant into your uterine lining. Now, your uterine lining at this point should be thick and nutrient dense. This is weird, but I like to say thick and juicy because it should have been really thick from all of your estrogen from your previous cycle phase. And now it's being just sustained and secreting all of these nutrient type glands to be ready to nurture and provide nutrients for a baby. Okay. So baby implants into this awesome uterine lining. And at that moment, the baby starts producing its own hormone called HCG. And don't ask me to just Google how you say that because it's a hard word. It's a very long word. Anyways, but HCG starts to go out, and it can take a couple weeks. It can take a hot minute for HCG to show up on your pregnancy test stick. And so that's why they say if you get a blood test, HCG will show up in your blood earlier than in your urine. But I digress. Basically, what HCG does is it tells that corpus luteum, hey, I'm a baby in here and I need that hormone progesterone. And so you need to keep making progesterone and do not disintegrate and have a period start. That is what HCG does. That's what the baby's hormone tells to the corpus luteum to keep making progesterone, because that is what keeps the uterine lining intact. And if pregnancy has not occurred, and there's no HCG to tell the corpus luteum to keep making progesterone, then once the hormones drop, then that is what triggers a period. And that's what triggers the uterine lining to start shedding. I hope you were able to follow that. So we get even more detailed and you get the visuals inside of the FEM classes and inside of the course. And it's just so stinking cool to see that. So just know that that is there for you if you're whoa, this is so cool. Guys, this is literally just a fragment of what you can learn about how God designed your body. It's so cool. So HCG is telling the corpus luteum to keep producing progesterone, and that corpus luteum is going to keep on producing progesterone for the first 10 to 12 weeks of the baby's life until the baby's placenta has developed enough to then take over the progesterone production. And then at that time, the corpus luteum begins to disintegrate and fall away as the placenta has taken over. So that's why progesterone is so important, and it's so important that you have had a healthy corpus luteum ready to receive feedback from HCG once implantation has occurred to keep making progesterone and to keep making healthy levels of progesterone. So that is why this is so, so important. Okay. So let's go into these tips. I'm going to have to kind of breeze through these. All right. So tip number one, I want to give you guys some specific prayers for progesterone and for ovulation. And so you can pull out your phone right now and you can type this up in your notes. And then you can kind of pull this out next time you're having a quiet time or you're praying. Literally, the Lord created you. He created your inmost being. He created every single little part of you. So why would you not want to pray back how he designed you and ask him for particular healing and specific prayers for how he's already made you, right? So when you're praying, the first thing I would encourage you to pray over your ovulation is, Lord, please let my estrogen rise swiftly and quickly to develop a follicle in a most beautiful way. And please let me have a healthy ovulation. Let me have an awesome LH surge to rupture the follicle and for the egg to release and travel on through the fallopian tube. I pray for healthy conception, Lord, that you would knit together a baby in my womb and that I would praise you. And then you kind of go into prayers for healthy implantation and you say, Lord, please let baby be able to travel healthfully and safely through my fallopian tube into my uterus. And I pray that it would implant in just the right spot. I know this is like so specific, but stay with me. I pray it would implant in just the right spot in my uterine lining. And I pray, Lord, that the HCG would give fantastic feedback to the corpus luteum to keep producing progesterone, Lord. And I pray that my progesterone levels would be, by your grace, so awesome and so high. Like, I pray for that, Lord. Please give me amazing progesterone to sustain the life that you would grace us with. So those are like some really specific prayers that you can pray. And obviously, like, that is the most important thing is praying and being humble and offering up, just asking God, like, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And so now when, I don't know, but the Lord wants us to ask. The Father wants us to ask. And if we do not ask, how can we receive? And so, and why not ask in like a super specific way, right? Like rewind and type up those things and start praying that. Pray them with your husband and teach him, like, man, have him listen to this episode and be like, man, God's kind of cool and how he designed me. Like, this is absolutely amazing, right? Okay, let's go into hack number two, is your sleep. So inside a fertility framework, we do a really deep dive into sleep in all of the different cycle phases. And right now I'm just touching on the luteal phase and how important that is. Your luteal phase is when your corpus luteum is producing that progesterone. So this really depends on if you are healthfully cycling and you're producing progesterone, or you are not healthfully cycling and you are not producing progesterone. So if you're already producing progesterone, just make sure, like, you're probably are sleeping pretty good, pretty well in this cycle phase. And that's awesome. And woohoo, you know, keep it up. Make sure that you're just being disciplined to get to bed at a decent time and, waking up, you know, and getting like a good 7 to 8 hours. That's awesome. Now, if you think you're maybe not producing progesterone, and I'm going to guess that sleep is kind of hit or miss for you. Maybe you just wake up exhausted, or maybe you go to bed and you have a hard time just turning off your brain and you have a hard time falling asleep, or maybe you do fall asleep pretty decently, but you wake up and you're like, oh man, I can't go back to sleep now. So those could be some things. So I've done some episodes on just a healthy nighttime routine and how important that is. So just making sure you put away your cell phone, like a good hour, just like no screens, a good hour before you go to sleep, you read, you do journaling, you have some good calming oils and supplements. Magnesium is awesome. So setting yourself up for good sleep is so important. I cannot stress that enough. Like, if you are not sleeping enough and you're not sleeping well, that will impact your progesterone. Hack number three is healthy fats and consuming beautiful, copious amounts of healthy fats. Okay. So when I'm talking about healthy fats, I'm talking about your omega-3s. Frankly, if you can stand it and have like an avocado a day or a half of an avocado a day, that would be awesome. Like, do it. Become best friends with avocados. They are seriously so amazing. They're so high in those healthy fatty omega-3s, and they also have fiber and protein, and it's just like a beautiful, magical food. So avocados are fantastic. I've talked about seed cycling before. So seed cycling is wonderful, a wonderful way to get it in. And then just making sure that you're cooking with olive oil and avocado oil, and you're not eating out as much, because anytime you eat out, unfortunately, they're cooking all their food, unless it's like a crazy bougie, organic-y, crunchy type place. Like, they're going to be cooking their food in sunflower oil or canola oil, just like oils that are inflammatory and really high in those omega-6s. And so that's just not doing you a lot of favors. So just try to limit that as much as you can. Okay. So healthy fats, best friend. Okay. All right. Next thing is our dark leafy greens. So number four, dark leafy greens. So consuming, you know, one or two servings a day of dark leafy greens, especially in your luteal phase, is actually going to help filter out excess estrogen. And because it has natural amounts of this thing called DIM, D-I-M. And again, I'm not going to spell it out for you because it's very long and complicated, but DIM is known to filter out excess estrogen or xenoestrogens, which are the fake estrogens. And so if you're doing that, then you're just promoting more hormone balance. So if your estrogen is way too high in relation to your progesterone, you're not going to be feeling very good. But if your progesterone and your estrogen are in higher or better balance with each other, then you're going to be feeling better and your body's going to be responding better. So consuming those dark leafy greens is really helpful. And there's tons of other nutrients in those as well that is helpful for progesterone. Okay, the fifth hack is to increase citrus. So studies have shown that citrus can reduce levels of cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that by now. If you're new to this, cortisol is basically the hormone that produces when you're scared or you're stressed out and you're going into fight, flight, or freeze mode. That is basically what cortisol does. And anytime cortisol is firing, it depletes your body of quote unquote unnecessary functions like your digestive tract or your sex hormones, which you're like, yo, those are so necessary. Please stop. So have an orange every day in your luteal phase. Put some lemon in your water. Just increase those citruses in your luteal phase. And if you notice you're more stressed, like that's another thing you can increase as well, is just more citrus. So I hope that those hacks are fantastic for you. We talked about praying, sleep, healthy fats, dark leafy greens, and increasing your citrus. And ultimately, at the beginning, just kind of tying everything back in. Remember, taking care of your temple and doing what you can do to naturally restore and support your hormones is really important. Like it's being responsible for the upkeep of your temple, which the Lord has given you, which He resides in, which we should honor and be respectful of and responsible of. But that is not our primary purpose as believers. Our primary purpose is to exalt God to the world and to the nations and to our friends and to our family and in our community. And if we are so focused on ourselves, we are not focused on the Lord's kingdom, right? And so my encouragement for you from this episode is to pick one of the hacks, at least one, like definitely the prayer, like that should just be, like you should definitely just do that. But then the other things, like maybe pick one of those two. So maybe pick the prayers and pick one other thing that I mentioned and start making some changes. It can be hard to make changes, but start making some changes with just that one thing and see how it helps you. I've had feedback from clients of when I had consults with them of, you know, maybe giving them some of these tips or giving them some other tips. And they saw results just with implementing a few of the tips that I gave them. And so then they became clients and then they learned a whole lot. So you guys are welcome to go back and listen to some of the client interviews of those who have been so gracious to be willing to share their stories on here, because that's hard. But just kind of hear their stories, and it's quite amazing. So that's my encouragement for you is do the prayers, pick one other thing and start implementing that now. And before you pick, like pray about it, because the Lord is the author of your body, of your life. And He knows exactly what's going on and exactly what will help you the most. And so just offer and say, okay, Lord, what of these should I do? And just be still and listen, and whatever comes to mind first is usually what I go with. So that is a way that you can listen to the Lord on that. So thank you guys so much for joining today. And don't forget to take the hormone quiz. If you are wanting help specifically with your cycle, with your progesterone, with whatever it is that you are needing and you are struggling with, I would love to help you. So feel free to schedule that 10-minute consult, or if you know and the Lord is pressing on your heart to just get started in fertility framework, you can go to beccayan.com and start with me. So you guys are awesome. Let me pray you out. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for allowing me to record today. And thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be your spokesperson about progesterone and the Word of God. How cool are you, Lord? And what an encouraging message you had for this woman today to remember to be responsible for her temple. And I pray that she would implement some of these things while being encouraged that her only purpose is not just in being a mother and being able to conceive and have a baby, but ultimately, Lord, her purpose is to serve and glorify you in your kingdom right now, today. And so I pray that you would just press that heavily on her heart. I pray that she would submit herself unto you and that she would be obedient to what it is you have for her to do today in this month, in this year, Lord. And I do pray, Lord, that you would grant her the desires of her heart joyfully, Father, and that you would heal her and restore her and give her a baby. And I pray that you would help her to be content and patient and just willing to continue to do your work until that day comes, and then to continue to do your work when that day comes, Lord. I lift all these things up in your holy, awesome, mighty name. Amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.